2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Your voice, your vote. 6 days until election week. Get breaking updates and smart analysis on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Scattered clouds, 44 degrees. KSL's top story.
Coronavirus spike.
The governor and the Utah Department of Health addressed the state's Spanish-speaking population about the rise in COVID-19 cases today. They're asking families to limit the spread by making sure holiday celebrations don't get too large. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
During the press conference, Park City Hospital Medical Director Wayne Provin spoke about his visit to New York at the height of the pandemic. He says so many people were dying, they needed refrigerated trailers to store the people who had passed away. He says many of us don't really grasp how serious the virus is until we see the effects up close. And even though the number of infections in the Hispanic community is at a much lower percentage than it was before, he says it's still too risky to invite extended family members over for holiday celebrations.
Hispanic population makes up about 28% of COVID-19 cases in the state. Two more high schools in the Granite School District are being dismissed for 14 days. Taylorsville High and Olympus High both go remote after having more than the allowed number of COVID-19 cases in their school buildings. A report alleges 4th Congressional District candidate Burgess Owens kept thousands of dollars in donations he wasn't supposed to. Your voice, your vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
But Owen's campaign says they have now attributed the majority of the money and refunded the rest. A New York Times report alleges Owens kept $135,000 in excess donations. The law only allows individual donors to give $2,800 per election, and what's left over has to be reallocated to another election member of the household or refunded. Owens campaign manager Jesse Rainey says excess donations are commonplace and can happen without the campaign knowing. There could be steep fines for breaking campaign finance laws. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The presidential candidates have put their campaigns into high gear with Election Day just a week away. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, President Trump is braving the wet weather in Lansing, Michigan to appeal to voters there, saying he has to be as tough as them.
I gotta walk it. Don't give me the umbrella. I'm soaking wet already.
Meantime, First Lady Melania Trump is speaking to her husband's supporters in Pennsylvania.
We must keep Donald in the White House so he can finish what he started and our country can continue to flourish.
The Democratic ticket also trying to reach as many voters as possible. Former Vice President Joe Biden in Georgia criticizing the president's handling of both the pandemic and institutional racism.
I believe America and America of hope, not fear, unity, not division, love, not hate.
His vice presidential nominee, Kamala Harris, mobilizing voters in Nevada and talking about the confirmation of Justice Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Voted against her for a number of reasons. One, because it has been an illegitimate process from the beginning. To push through and cram through a nomination of someone while the American people are voting.
Hours after taking the judicial oath, Amy Coney Barrett officially kicking off her tenure today on the nation's highest court. Justice Barrett assuming the late Justice Ginsburg's chambers. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Every flight on every airline coming into or out of Salt Lake City International Airport is now using a new gate. Concourse B opened today. Passengers go through a 990-foot tunnel to get to the new concourse. They walk past murals from artist Tracy O'Vary Covey, who spoke with KSL TV.
It's wonderful for me to be able to create art that's in a public space that offers a sense of place so people have a memorable experience.
The new concourse serves Southwest, American, United, JetBlue, Alaska, and Frontier Airlines, as well as Delta flights and some regional airlines. The old facilities, the old familiar airport, will now be demolished to make way for the next phase of airport construction. KSL News Time 404, as thousands more defense tech jobs come to Utah, the area around Hill Air Force Base may grow faster than Silicon Slopes. Ben Hart with the Governor's Office of Economic Development told state lawmakers, plan for the future.
We're going to see a tremendous impact, not only on housing and things like office space, education, I'm hopeful in a positive way. The more sustainable, the more coordinated we are working with communities, the better off our growth is going to be.
Northrop Grumman is hiring thousands of people to work on a new weapons system, while the Air Force is seriously considering Utah for its Space Command headquarters. KSL News Time 4:05. A quick check on traffic with Ricky Meese. Are we seeing trouble spots this afternoon?
We've had some surface street crashes. One in West Valley, 5600 West, 3500 South, and one 2100 South at 1300 East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And coming up, the minute of news that my boss told me to do. He says it's going to be great. You decide. Next.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.